I grew up ditch lily, harvest moon faced, itchy as the sun, black girl without chapstick and lotion in her backpack. I list these deficits in my dark matter, and sometimes they tip from my lips when I am drunk and afraid I will push everyone away in the end. I list them knowing they will not assemble into a woman, or the Vaseline she would dab on my face during winter's blight against our skin. I become my own worst mother, plotting in the brainstem, cracking and resetting the bones of my complex in my kitchen. I bristle like a barn cat, and I think myself difficult to love. Under the tyranny of plantation politics, a black mother would deny any ability or size endowed to her children, buds themselves ripe for auction. Still today, to value is to lose. I search for her in the touch of friends and lovers. I bare my baby teeth. I watch Imitation of Life in class and cry there, hating Piola like an occupation. I try to muster reverence for my hair, but shear it weakly, the hand that raised me affixed to phantom bereavement. I am occupied by my mother, her genetic carry-on. In part, I am the woman who sets me on edge at work, and the woman who touches my body or talks about my skin like a travel destination. My value is high. White women open their wallets at the market where I lop off my tongue to make rent. Here, I feel I am meant to enact on the page the ways in which I have hunted myself with my blunt club aimed at reductive duality. Let me be clear, the self only ever hunts itself, and this it does without a hint of fissure. When my tundra surfaces, like a cold face from a river, who will claim me? I don't dare to imagine a black woman who birthed me, the shape she could inhabit. It's unproductive, I tell my mother when she asks me if I wish she was something or someone else. My concern for production is telling. The object turns subject, remakes itself again and again, groping for invention in the junk drawer. If I did imagine her, she would probably have my face.